On the phone with us, we have Colonel C.J. King, Garrison Commander at Fort Knox. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us for our Fort Knox update. So, tell us what's going on.
Hey, so we have got the 10,000 Steps Mass Steppers Tour coming up, if you will. It's our MWR Directorate. It's hosting a guiding hiking trips on Fort Knox's extensive trail system. It's going to be every Tuesday in July and August. Starts today from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Those hikes will be conducted with social distance guidelines in mind. The event's called 10,000 Steps. As most people know, that equals about 5 miles or so. And if folks want to participate, they'll explore new areas of installation, 16 miles of hiking trails. It'll be rain or shine. So as you look out the window today, don't worry. We're still on. If you do come, bring comfortable shoes, weather-appropriate clothing, and a water bottle. The cost is just $5 per person, and you can visit the MWR website for more information.
All right, and do you know where people are meeting up for that if they want to go today?
Yeah, you know what? I honestly don't have the meet site. If it's okay, I'll tell you what, I'll get with MWR, and I'll send it to you on email. Maybe you can put it out on Facebook.
All right, sounds good, because that sounds like something good, you know, that people can do no matter what the weather is. So, and Patton Museum, hours?
Yeah. Yep, so we talked about this a couple weeks ago. There is a slight hours change we wanted to let the public know about, so it did officially reopen, but the hours are now 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It'll be the first two Saturdays of each month, closed on Sunday and Monday and federal holidays. As we've discussed before, if folks want to come to that, they'll wear a mask, wash their hands, or use sanitizer once they come in, and social distance inside, and then just enter through the Chaffee Gate and follow the signs to the museum.
All right. And you guys have a Red Cross blood drive coming up later this month.
Yeah, July 29th. We just did one, very successful, but they are having a second one, Fort Knox Red Cross. It'll be July 29th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. At the Hansen Center. That's located at 1053 Spearhead, right here on Post. I will say the Red Cross is still offering donors free tickets to Kings Island or Cedar Fair amusement parks while supplies last. If folks would like to schedule an appointment to donate blood, they just go to redcrossblood.org. And then enter Fort Knox Hansen, and they can register.
And that's such an important thing because there's such a need right now. I mean, there's always a need for blood, but this is an easy way for people to be able to go and make their donation.
It really is, and I think there's been some hesitancy for folks to contribute during COVID-19. Just, you know, folks are hesitant to get out, understandably so, but the demand is there.
Absolutely. All right, Colonel C.J. King with Fort Knox, thanks so much for the update.
Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.